This is a Fox News alert. Stopped for now. I'm Lisa Lacera. A federal appeals court has temporarily blocked President Biden's plan to cancel billions of dollars in student debt, according to Reuters. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with six Republican-led states, which had requested the student loan forgiveness plan be halted until court proceedings for an injunction to be completed. Former President Trump has been subpoenaed by the House January 6th committee.
Former President Donald Trump is being requested to appear for a deposition on November 14th at either the Capitol or through a video conference. Also in the subpoena are specific requests for documents and communication between the former president, his aides, staff, and colleagues from Signal, an encrypted messaging app. The subpoena does not ask for him to appear before an open hearing. In a release, the committee chairs say the action isn't unprecedented, as several presidents, including Teddy Roosevelt and Gerald Ford, testified before Congress after leaving office.
Fox's Ryan Schmell. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has asked the Supreme Court to step in after a lower court ordered him to testify before a special grand jury, which is investigating whether then-President Trump and others illegally tried to interfere in the 2020 presidential election in the state. Arrests made after a deadly shooting on a tribal reservation in northeastern Washington.
The Colville Tribal Police Department says two of three suspects have been arrested following a shooting on a tribal reservation that left two dead and an officer injured. Corey Pinkham and Zachary Holt identified as suspects, though it's unclear if they're the ones in custody. The third has not been named. Police responding to a report of shots fired, finding the two victims fatally shot, the suspects fleeing on foot. According to the Washington State Patrol, a tribal officer was also shot in the arm. And
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The trial for three men charged with helping in a plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan during the pandemic is nearly over.
Jackson County, Michigan prosecutors rested the state's case against Joe Morrison, Pete Musico, and Paul Bellar after the final witness, a gas station attendant, said two of the men would often complain about Governor Gretchen Whitmer, calling her a tyrant. They're accused of assisting in the plot to kidnap Whitmer in 2020. The men's attorneys called one police officer and recalled an FBI agent before resting their case as well. Closing arguments are set for Monday. There were two earlier federal trials in which two men were acquitted and the jury hung on charges regarding two other men. But after a second federal trial, those two other men, Adam Fox and Barry Croft, were convicted of conspiring to kidnap and use a weapon of mass destruction. Two other men involved pleaded guilty. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Families of two people who died during last year's Astroworld Music Festival in Houston have settled wrongful death lawsuits. 10 people were killed and hundreds of others injured during a massive crowd surge at the November 5th concert, headlined by rapper Travis Scott. The settlement terms for both lawsuits were confidential. She served the shortest term as Prime Minister of Great Britain, but taxpayers are on the hook for life.
$129,000 a year for life for the outgoing British leader Liz Truss. Opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer saying during a TV appearance Friday she's not really entitled to it. She should turn it down and not take it. He's one of many who believe Truss should not use the public cash. The allowance first began when Margaret Thatcher stepped down to help former leaders who are still active in public affairs. Truss would be the sixth former prime minister to receive the reimbursement for her expenses after leaving office if she accepts it.
Fox's CJ Papa. On Wall Street, stocks ended the day higher, notching big gains for the major indexes. The Dow gained 748 points. The Nasdaq added 244. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.